Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Derek Dugan. D like Detroit, E-R-R-I-C-K. Last name is Dugan. D like Detroit, U-G like George, A-N. The date of birth is 7-8-1967. The date of service as a new patient visit is 4-19-2027. Mr. Derek Dugan is presenting here that he is having an extremely severe pain in the lower back and the left buttock, left leg, left thigh and calf muscle. Extremely severe excruciating pain since 4-16-2023. It has been hurting continuously and he cannot work. He is unable to work. He cannot walk. And he reports that he did not fall or any accident. The pain came all of a sudden. He reports that he cannot walk at all. He cannot stand at all. He cannot sit even. It is hurting all throughout the entire right leg posteriorly. On a scale of 1 to 10, he reports it's constant 9 to 10. The leg pain is felt like a pain and not numbness and tingling. He has no recollection of any injury to the lower back, car accident, slip or fall at work or anywhere else. He cannot sleep. His ADLs are affected and he is almost crying in pain. He reports that before he came, his primary care physician, Dr. Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D, O-H-O-R, O-W-H-O-R, sent him to Northland Radiology for a venous duplex, which was found to be completely negative. These pains are reported to be continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, sickening, punishing, hot burning, aching, tender, or tiring, exhausting. The pain intensity varies from 9 to 10. ADLs are reported affected are 10. Especially the walking, standing, running are affected 9. Home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, and vacuuming is also affected 8 among the ADLs. The pain modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, coughing, sneezing, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. The patient does not report any shortness of breath or bowel, bladder, incontinence, but he does have a numbness, tingling, pins and needle occasionally in the left leg he feels, along with muscle weakness. He has not fallen or the leg has not given up or given out. He does report some pain in the right thumb as well, but unrelated. Currently, as far as treatment is concerned, he has had no treatment, only medications were provided, but no surgery, injections, nothing. System review, please review the chart. Past surgical history, please review the chart. Allergies, review the chart. Family history, relationship status, employment status, legal status, and personal history, all please review the chart. Physical examination will reveal the following. Blood pressure is 137 over 89, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'9 and weight is 155. This is a 55-year-old African-American male of a good built and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicae. Is appeared to be severely anxious but not lethargic, appears to be in acute distress and severe pain faces, but there is no shortness of breath. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is not able to walk well. He has an extremely antalgic gait, but he does not have any adaptive devices like cane. Rest of the exam will be transferred from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination, that is normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, the patient has also reported some pain in the neck. Please mention that in the history presenting illness, but it is only 5. The musculoskeletal examination on inspection and palpation is from the template, completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Hypertonicity, none. range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was negative. The Sperling sign was negative. The Lermit test was negative. Destruction test negative. And Soto-Hall test was negative. While thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test are negative, in the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive only on the left leg. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Breger test is negative. Kemp test negative. Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, the left sacroiliac joint was slightly tender. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, destruction test are found negative. Faber test was positive on the left side. And Gosselin test is positive on the left side. Trendelberg sign is negative. Extremities examination, all the extremities are completely negative, even on the right thumb where he complains of pain. There is a possibility of some tendonitis. However, the range of motion of the tendons is pretty good. Opponents are pretty good. The motor power of the thumb is pretty good. Circulation is intact. No deficits were noticed. Rest of the extremities show no other issues, including both the hips and knees and ankle and foot, as well as the shoulders and elbows. No history of fall or any accident. Diagnosis, in general, R26.2, R531, and in the muscles, 60.9, M79.1, ligaments, M54.0, and pain in the right leg, pain in the left leg, M79.605, rule out DVT, rule out arterial blood clot. Cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, M53.82. In the lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXA. Left SI joint involvement M46.1, M54.17. S33.5 XXA. Plan of care and treatment plan are from the template for Mr. Derek Dugan. The treatment plan will involve a physical therapy that has not been ordered yet, but it will be ordered tomorrow, in few days' time. So far, I've reviewed the left lower extremity venous duplex that was found to be negative. However, I do not see any arterial flow study. And so once that will be ordered to identify the patient. Information. Hopefully it will be negative. Please mention in the exam that I forgot to mention. In the examination of the left leg, we found that the calf muscle was tender, Hohmann sign was positive, and compression of the calf muscle was tender. However, there was no swelling, no deficit in the arterial pulsation or venous stasis. None was noticed. Range of motion of the ankle, foot, and knee is completely normal, but there is a possibility of arterial blood clot. The patient has immediately been sent to the Northern Radiology for finishing the second part of the test. And an MRI is also ordered. The physical therapy is on hold right now until we can discuss this issue with the blood clot diagnosis. Regarding the medication, I provided the patient a compounding cream with ketoprofen, flexeral, gabapentin, lidocaine, prilocaine cream, and naltrexone. I also provide with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, L-level 50 mg at night for sleep, flexeral 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, lidocaine patch 5% daily, 30 patches. A Norco was provided temporarily for 7 days, one tablet 2 times a day for countering the pain that patient is experiencing. Then maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Regarding the non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan on hold. Referral to psychiatry not needed. Fitness club on hold. Available MRI, other imaging records. Left lower extremity venous duplex was found to be completely normal. Interventional pain procedures, none are on the table right now. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych, not warranted. Attended care caseworker, not warranted. Past medical records. Are ordered release investigations. I have ordering a arterial Doppler to identify any blood clot in the arterial system of the left leg, DME. The patient is not being provided any DME at this time, and follow-up visit will be in 3 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.